question from Mahesh Prabhu. This is based on Srimad Bhagavatam 1628 purport. This transcendental body is free from material affinity and invested with three primary transcendental qualities, namely eternity, freedom from material modes, and freedom from reactions of future activities. When we get freedom from material modes, will we not get freedom from reactions of future activities? Yes, we will. This refers to the three qualities as Sat, Chit, Anand. So Sat translates as eternity. Freedom from material modes is translated as Chit, is in the sense that the modes obscure the original awareness of the soul. The Chetana of the soul gets obscured and distorted by the modes, just as a soothing bright light, when it is covered by a red foil, becomes a jarring red. So like that, the modes cover the soul and obscure the original pure awareness of the soul. That's why freedom from material modes refers to the soul regaining its natural quality of chit. And freedom from reactions of future activities refers to the ananda aspect. Now, the reactions to our future activities are what cause suffering to us. And when we become free from all past karmic reactions, then we become anandi. We get restored to our original joyful nature. So these are three qualities that are being referred to. And all three get restored when we get a transcendental body. Transcendental body is about three, the next part of the question. Transcendental body is about three primary qualities, and spiritual body is Satchitananda. Is there any difference between transcendental body and spiritual body? No. The three qualities of the transcendental body are Satchitananda, and three qualities from which it is free are Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. Thank you.